4RQO, KK Brev to you. Y'all in here?
HXP.
Get old Richard, tell him to switch over here since that other one's wanting to be ornery.
Roger that.
Mercy. Yeah, send me a picture of that sucker. I'm kind of trying to picture what that thing has to look like. That sounds more like a radio, like an AM, FM radio transmitter, or something, a repeater.
Roger that. I'm going to go tomorrow and look at it and figure out which way we're going to go. He said he's got about 15 radios, 20 radios. Like I said, it was blown to the forestry service, so if we can get it up and running, give everybody a radio, then we got our own private radio station pretty much.
They come with antennas?
Yeah, it's got a 30-foot crank-up antenna.
About. Yeah, keep me posted on that. That'd be great to finally have a linked system that we can get on there and just shoot the breeze.
Yeah, do some rag chewing.
But, mercy. Yeah, I was on the net when you shot me that text. I was over there on the Stone Mountain machine there, the turnip truck net there. And their asking says, it was funny, said if Corona was a person, what would you say to them in one sentence? And I said, I would say nothing. If they showed up on my farm, I'd probably club them upside the head with a crowbar and then use a sledgehammer right shortly after that. But I said, my whole tractor show season has been ruined by, try that again. My whole tractor show season has been ruined by this crap.
Go. Richard, where you at, buddy?
I know. I was still over in the 1-3. Apparently, it just died while I was talking.
Roger that.
You.
KK4HXB Friday.
What are you on the voice of the Northeast Georgia Mountains for those out yonder in Radio Land the last year?
We're stationed on HF. Richard, you got an HF?
Running at the moment.
Well, you need to consider getting it up and running soon.
Took some time to do that.
Well, roger that. Don't figure going back to work anytime soon. You got at least another 30, 60 days.
Hot job.
Ain't they?
A little bit of a severance. I got laid off yesterday.
Put you unemployment for the next 4 months.
A bunch of other people, because these people are being idiots.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get real nasty real quick, so be prepared. Cody, you listen to what I'm saying, buddy.
Roger.
Been out today and filled the daughter's vehicle up with gas. It was 129 over at Sam's and Easley.
It's probably going to get down under $1 a gallon before it's over with. Let me see what gas is. A barrel's bringing right now. Hold on a minute. $1 a barrel versus, you remember back 6-8 weeks ago, it was at $60 a barrel. Oh, it is. It's going to get worse before it gets better, buddy. So, like I said, be prepared. Food, if you can't get you a generator, you got a generator. Cody, I know you got a generator.
Yeah.
Generator.
Hopefully, keep up with propane for it, though.
That propane tank's filled up. I need to do the same thing next week before it gets real crazy. Put you up some fuel and just set it out and see what happens.
The field's there, isn't it?
Hold you on. You can call it what you want.
I want to exchange some propane cylinders, and nobody over in Easley has any to exchange.
I didn't think about that.
The places that do have it is like $40 for an exchange.
Oh, that's price gouging.
wearing the John Deere out today. Were you successful?
Kicking along. Yeah, we got a big old, I'm talking a big old, I guess, I don't know if it's a river birch or what, but it's been dead for about 2 years. I dropped that thing today. And then I bred a few small odds and ends out of the yard, and I'll probably get it back on it tomorrow and do some more with that. But, yeah, so, but, no, it's still running like it's always done. I went and talked to my neighbor, hadn't talked to him, it's probably been a year or so. Went over to ask him if he wanted to buy some eggs for me. He's like, no. Nah. We got to talk to him, like, hey, have you done an oil change on it yet? I'm like, yeah, I did that like last year. He's like, oh, you do it, what, about once a year or something? I'm like, nope, I do it whenever it needs it. Which might be a year, might be two. I said, I ain't changed hydraulic fluids yet. I'll probably do that at 1,000 hours.
Text me, hey, Cody, you got any streams on your property?
Peek right below the house.
You got any water hemlock growing on it? Yeah, I'd like to get me some hemlock.
Roger. Now, I ain't got none of that around here, but we do have creeks.
At least we can come up and go trout fishing.
I ain't even got fishing, maybe little minnows or something, but which is kind of weird because they're fast running and well, it's worth their decent size, but yeah, they ain't got nothing in them. That's kind of... Yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
Beavers and the otters and all that.
No, that's for sure.
Think beavers are about like them darn wild hogs. They ought to just declare open season with them rascals and just let people go hunt them out.
A lot of beavers here lately. I've seen a beaver on a roadkill the other day. I should have stopped and picked it up. And I said that where there's a beaver, there's got to be water around, you know, because they just don't get off the beaten path.
Be a nuisance, but they are great for water conservation. I watched a documentary on that, and they've proven that.
Yeah, I think I've seen the same documentary. They take and put back what's been taken away. Yeah, you got to give them credit, you know. They say that they're the best builders in the world. Nobody can build like a beaver.
Particular one is on PBS. They showed where they put them on a stream in the desert, and after a couple of years, it's starting to grow things around it because they've backed the water up and create a watershed.
Roger, roger on that. Oh, mercy.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I tell you, well, I might not be going to track shows or whatever, but, hey, at least I got to get out and do something besides just sitting around the house. But come Monday, I'll be sitting behind the old computer desk doing some phone programming, so that should be fun. Well, I got tired of this thing I'm on right now. It would get to where people would call me and say, hey, I called you. And I'm like, I didn't get the call. Or, I left you a message. I didn't get the message. I sent you a text. I didn't get the text. And then it'd get to where I'd make calls, and it wouldn't go through, and I'd have to hang the phone up usually 2, 3, 4 times, and then call back in for it go through. So I called Boost and said, this is what's going on. They're like, oh, you got to do this code. I did the code so much, I've got it committed to memory. Pound, pound, 727-686, pound. And it finally stopped working. It's like a dose of medication. You take it so long that it stops working for you. So they gave me another code, and then I called Samsung, and they flashed the network settings, and, well, it still does the same old thing. So I said, you know what the heck with this crap? Is the J7 refined? Refined? I said, the heck with this crap. So I went with the... LG Stylo 5X, called or done.
You ought to just switch over to an iPhone and be done with all that. And I've been trying to get Deb to do that, and she says, well, it's harder to work. You know, an iPhone is more easier to operate than a regular phone. I don't like those Droid phones at all.
Roger, roger. Well, the only problem with Boost is they have the, shall we say, the out-of-date phones. And if you wanted to kind of semi, not even be the latest and greatest phone, it still costs you a pretty penny. I saw, what is the latest iPhone out these days?
The iPhone 7. That's really probably, they got the iPhone double X now or something.
The 11 is the latest KK4 FTU.
Hey, well, they are starting to get a little better with their phone selection because they have an 11 on the thing for almost $1,000. And I'm like, I am not paying $1,000 for a dang phone. Ain't happening.
Yeah, you wait 6 months down the road, you can get them for $250, $300 when the next one comes out.
Roger. Well, I tell you, if I have any issues out of this new phone, yeah, I'm probably going to go with an iPhone. I've used the Android thing for, since about 15, 16. But yeah, if I have any more issues out of this thing, yeah, I'm probably going to just say screw it. Go with the iPhone. Because, yeah, this is kind of getting old. Actually, I haven't had any issues until I got this one particular phone, so we'll just see what happens.
Phone down because, you know, iPhone's made in China, and China's shut down unless they've opened back up.
They're assembled over here, I believe. That's how they get around the imports on them, KK4 FTU.
Bill's wanting to step in and rag chew with us. Just come on in. KK4 HXB Friday. The Navy just moved one of their fleets off the coast of Florida.
Ships in New York and San Diego. Wonder what if where else they got them.
Yeah, they got that big ship. It's got 1,000 beds in New York, and ain't even 10 people on it. Something's fishy going on here that they ain't not telling us.
We're too busy watching fake news on the coronavirus to see what's really going on.
We're buying up generators for UPG.
Generators and toilet paper.
Does it take place?
Yeah, it's getting crazy, and it's going to get a lot crazier.
There's no doubt about that, man. I was sitting back listening to y'all on Echo Link. I had to come here and turn the radio on. Yeah, like y'all, it is. It's getting more crazier, man. I need to get my generator out and fire it off. I got one little portable Lincoln welders that's made generator and welder. I got one of those, and I got a bunch of propane tanks out there I need to go get fuel. Got a camper in case we have to get in that jugger.
Yeah, it's going to get real crazy. I talked to one of my buddies today, and he said that the next 30 days, he said the American people's getting fed up with this stuff, and there ain't no telling what's liable to happen.
Truth of it, man, I mean, I don't know. I mean, people getting put out of work and everything else. I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of thieving going on, and, you know, which there's already a lot of thieving going on now. A lot of you crackheads out here stealing stuff, and, you know, getting their crack with it, or, you know, a little bit of food here and there with it. But now, since a lot of people's out of work, man, there's going to be a lot of thieving going on.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, that's what worries me. You know, when you get all these people out of work, I told a buddy of mine the other day, I said, he's got four kids. I said, you know, when you can't afford to feed these kids and you ain't got no food, what you going to do? You can't go thinking that you're going to take somebody else's food because they'll kill you. That's exactly what I told him, and he kind of looked at me kind of funny.
Yeah, that's about the truth, though. That's kind of what I've been talking about between some of our buddies over here on this side of town. You know, I'm over here in Fountain Inn. I'm over here in Fountain Inn right off of the Greenville County, Lawrence County line over here. I'm about a mile from the Lawrence County line. Back over here off the 418 side. There's a lot of those crackheads around here, man. They love to get your hands on something and get rid of it.
I kind of look at it like this. Bring it on. You know, if they want to test the waters, I'll give them a flood.
Thing I said, man, I'll find somebody out in my yard stealing something. They, you know, that's going to be one less thief. Jump out of my skin, man. Big old brown spider started climbing up my red and black wire, my hot wires here for one of my mobile rigs. Big old spider. I grabbed him and killed him.
He's scared of a whole lot of spiders, but that brown recluse kind of makes me nervous.
Yeah, I don't know what that one was. I just grabbed it and threw him over here in the floor and stepped on him. About as big as the end of my finger. I don't know where he came from. Which I did have these two radios sitting outside last night when I brought them home, so he could have crawled upon this radio.
Corner with a BB gun or a slingshot and let them come out and I'll just shoot them.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I was talking to a guy up in Tennessee, man, Friday morning on the way to work and on the 1-9 machine up on Mount Mitchell. And that guy up there, man, he said that a lot of people are curious about their jobs right now, and he said he's got a bunch of friends that's been laid off, and they told them that they don't know if they're going to open the plants back up or not, the ones that they closed up. I don't know if it's big plants or small plants. I didn't really ask him, but, you know, he was talking about there's going to be a lot of people up there that ain't going to have a job when they do start back up.
Something more going on here than meets the eye. They just not telling us.
The same thing, man. I mean, got a few friends have been talking to on HF, you know, over in Europe over there to England and places, and some of the guys in England is telling everybody that they're, you know, the government's not telling everybody, you know, the really high risk of what's going on, you know, and they're just making it out like, you know, it's you know, it's simple and easy. But one of the guys told him over there, said, you know, they've been following the U.S. on the news, and the U.S. didn't really tell everybody here, you know, what they should have been telling everybody, you know, compared to what was over there. I don't know how solid that was, but that's what I heard.
Whatever's going on, the whole world's in on it. You know, it ain't just us, and it ain't just China. The rest of the world's in on it, so whatever happens, be prepared for it.
I need to go this coming up week, man, and start filling all my propane cylinders and all that good stuff, too. While gas is down, man, I really need to, you know, start stocking up on some gas. You know, because, I mean, you don't never know what's going to take place after this. I mean, at least if nothing don't take place, you'll have it when it, you know, when it jumps back up to $2 or $3 a gallon.
Went there, I might order to have to do some stuff tomorrow, go out and get some fuel. I got enough put up for my generator, but, you know, it's $1.46, $1.47 up here. Might as well just go fill up all my gas cans.
4 or 5 gallon cans out here. I might end up taking them and filling them up. And I got a couple two and a quarter gallon cans or something like that. I got about 3 or 4 of these. By the time it's said and done, I'll probably have them all filled up before long.
Checks be Friday.
GBG.
To you, yeah. I've got some people live over down there where 418 gets close to 385, rather.
Well, I ain't far from there. If you know where the intersection is for 418, Sunoco, Green Pond Road, and all that, I'm right there in that area. I live off of Tall Pines Road, right off of Green Pond Road.
Couple miles of the Canebrake Fire Department there.
I could throw a ball straight enough, which, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. I'm probably about a mile. If the way the bird flies, I'm about a mile away from the Canebrake Fire Department right there on McCalvey Road.
I know the area a little bit.
The King Break Fire Department. If you was to leave the King Break Fire Department on McKelvey Road right there and make that right on the McKelvey, come up McKelvey to Prairie View Road, take a left. When you take that left, come down about 3/4 mile. Tall Pines Road turns off to the right. I'm right off Tall Pine Road. There's probably about 4 of us around in this area right here. That's, ham operators.
Congratulations on getting your license.
Man, and I'm trying to study up to go get my general class. I was studying, and my wife had to have a pacemaker put in, and well, I didn't get to finish studying. I went down and took the test. I missed, I missed 16 out of 35. I missed about half of them, I guess. Which, the part I didn't study, most of the questions came out of that section. Because everything I studied, there wasn't but like 4 questions on the whole thing that I studied. And I studied probably about 3/8 of it before I went. And I had all them questions down pat and everything, was, doing real good on the practice test as far as what questions that I had down. And, like I said, the rest of them came up, the rest of the section I didn't study. But, I get 4 weeks vacation here in April, and I'm planning on taking a week of it and sitting down and studying this thing for about a week and go take the test. I took it April the 9th in Spartanburg over at Upstate University or something over there. I forgot which college, right there off 176. I took it over there where the National Guard place is. A guy named Dwayne gave out the class, and turned around and I went over there, took it, and believe it or not, I passed it right off the back. Which was good. And I think if I do it again another week, I think I'll have it down pat and I'll be able to go back and do it again, whichever one starts giving them out. I say right now, ain't nobody giving the test out right now.
So you still trying to get your general's class?
I'm trying to still work on the general class to get the general class, and then I ain't too much worried about the extra class right now. I figure if I get the general class, I'll wait about a year and go take it. Take the extras class after that.
Oh, Roger that. Go online and go to eham.net. I think that is eham.net, and they've got a practice exam for the general and the technician and the extra, and they pretty much use the 3 questionnaires that they give you, which they don't change them but every few years.
That, well, somebody told me they was giving out the actual new license test online right now because they can't give it out in public, or they can't be out in the public giving it out. Somebody told me they were doing it online. And I was trying to figure out how to do it online, in case if I study for it here in the middle of April and I still can't go do it, they say there's some way that you can pull it up online and do it.
Oh, Roger that. Let me see what I can come up with. KK4HXB Friday.
Do is go on YouTube to Whiskey4EchoEchoYankee. He's with the Greer Ham Club, and they've been doing classes for the past 3 years or so. They've got technician, general, and extra classes, and you can study with them.
Let's work out the online testing deal there. So you might consider calling them and asking them. Maybe they can get you in the right direction.
Well, I caught part of that because y'all keyed up at the same time. I was trying to think. I don't forgot his call sign now.
All over, Cody. KK4FT, your name's Richard.
Yeah, I think it was you and Cody keyed up together because when you unkeyed, Cody was still talking.
24HXB, it's Earl up here in Travers Rest.
Hi, Earl. Big Kevin over here in Fountain Inn. Got some stuff online. He told me that I could pull it up online and do it, the studying thing that they do as far as the test on, stuff that they're doing in the classroom, but they put it on YouTube. He told me I could go on there and pull up his call sign and pull up everything through his call sign. I went on there and started with that, but there's a few pieces of it I couldn't ever find because YouTube don't put anything in a direct order. And there was two sections of the test that was missing, and I couldn't figure out how to find them because I looked for them and couldn't find them.
I hear that. They can be aggravating to pull up, but at least you was able to get a hold and get some worksheets and stuff from him.
Supposed to go back to the Greer meeting over there, and I was supposed to get one of the books. I was supposed to buy one of the books, but since all this stuff taking place, man, my hours done got cut back. They've cut me back to 40 hours right now. I think I ended up with like 38 hours last week. And, I don't know, man. It's going to get tough. They talking about, they already put it in place now to where, a lot of the guys at work, if anybody is slack and don't want to work, they're trying to eliminate a lot of people right now, so I don't know what they're trying to do. But they're talking about if everything don't straighten out here in the next 3 or 4 weeks that, they might be doing some laying off, And we're just waiting to see how that's going to go.
My boat.
Hope we don't shoot a lot of holes in the bottom of the boat when I get in there. That's usually about the way it goes, man. If there's a piece of corn out there with a lot of corn on it, I always get the one with the last three pieces of corn on it. So, you know what I'm saying? I always get the last end of the deal. KN4 UBG.
Well, I'm already in the boat that they've turned loose. I got my notice yesterday, KK4 FTU.
That, man, you get the job back when it comes back, or is that going to be something that you have to get out and buy when they start back up, or?
I know, haven't got all of the details yet. Just got notification via email, and they're supposed to be sending something via registered letter also.
This is temporary layoff, so I don't know, what I'm saying? Because they done told us if we got laid off, it's going to be temporary. But, I don't know what kind of work you do, but I done run up on three companies already on two different jobs in the last 3 days that's looking for people to hire right now. And, some of it's AC and some of it's doing pipe and some of it's doing welding and the other company is pretty much doing the same thing. They're mechanical people, and they go out and, put chillers and stuff like that in for places. And one guy told me it's about the best place that he's ever worked, doing all the work that he does. And he told me that's about the best company that took care of him so far.
Look me up on QRZ and shoot me an email.
Hang on, let me get my pen here and write your call sign down so I don't forget about it. I got too many things on the ham shack table in here.
Signs KK4HXB at charter.net or Gmail.
Or FTU at gmail.net.com.
What was the first one? KK4?
HXB at gmail.com.
HXB at gmail.com?
Roger that.
KK4FTU at gmail.net.com, rather, not net, .com.
Mail address.
Excuse me. Harmonica Man 09 at gmail.com.
report, it might be easier if you shoot me an email. I mean, if you want to do that, if you want to shoot me an email, I can pull that company up and Monday and shoot you an email back. Email is Kevin, KevinDotson, 24 @gmail.com.
I didn't get the middle of it. Could you read that again?
Dotson, Dotson, 24 @gmail.com. Dotson, 24 @gmail.com.
I got it.
Take that.
I'll send you one.
Two. You said your call sign was KK4FTU? And that was @gmail.com, right?
Affirmative.
Give me till Monday afternoon. I mean, shoot me an email. I mean, you can do it tonight, tomorrow, it don't matter. And I'll get the name of that company and shoot you an email. Okay, he said right now, he said, as far as all this going on, he said they're gonna be working through it. He said they got plenty of installation work. He said they looking for people that's mechanical inclined, and he said it didn't matter if they was really mechanical inclined or whatever. He said, you know, if they want to work, he said they're willing to train anybody.
Check that out.
The name of that company is Belgium Mechanical. They do like gas pipe work, they do heaters, they do air conditions, they do chillers, I think he said like boilers. I mean, they do all kinds of different things. They're a mechanical company, so I mean, they do everything. They do service work on it all, and they install everything. And I'm pretty sure that is Belgium Mechanical. They got like a lime green, light looking, or a light colored green truck. And I'm pretty sure that's what that was, Belgium. Where was you working at when they told you about the layoff thing?
BMW with MAU.
BMW, yeah, there's a lot of people work out there, man. I got two or three of my buddies works out there. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I heard that if they couldn't get their transmissions back from, I think it's Germany or something over in there, he said if they can't get their transmissions over here when they fire back up, they don't know what they're going to do.
That's what was holding them up more than anything at the moment, but don't know.
Because I think there's four or five parts that comes from different countries. The motors is what they was talking about, so they can't get their motors over here right now because everything going on, they got all imports shut down as far as, you know, shipping from somewhere to here, you know, coming in the country. They got everything shut down, won't let nothing in or out right now, so. A buddy of mine said that's what's really killing them because a buddy of mine up the street here works for a fair over there on 290. And they used to be right here in Fountain Inn, and they moved from here to 290 over there across from Morgan Corp, the construction company. I forgot the name of that building they moved into, but they bought that building over and added a new section on the back of it. And they moved everything into that building, and he said they're on shutdown right now because BMW shut down, and they can't get none of their parts delivered because ain't nobody there to get the parts right now.
KK4FTU, you should be getting an email shortly. I just sent it.
It usually takes
takes me a few minutes to get it. Some of them I can get right off the back. Soon as you send it, I receive it. But sometimes it takes me about 5 or 10 minutes to get it. It should be coming because I think it's my phone, because my phone automatically links itself to my internet server here at home. It's an AT&T server. It's not the expensive internet, but it's not cheap, but it's not expensive. I pay about $70 a month, but it's not as fast as Charter or whatever. And even if I take it off, you know, if I do away with the Wi-Fi thing, some way it still turns itself back on and reconnects to the internet again. So I don't know. I don't know how to get it to straighten itself back out. I got it 2 minutes ago. It didn't even beep. I got it 2 minutes ago.
I was talking to my mom. She's out in Colorado. She says the construction business is still going on about like usual, but everything else is about dead other than groceries and gas and hardware.
Well, they're going to keep the main veins running. If they shut everything down, then it's going to collapse the economy. So they're going to keep everything going that they think is going to be more important. And the peasants, they're going to put the peasants out of work. And that's us. For empire.
Being out and hardly seeing any traffic, though.
I ain't seen nothing yet, buddy. I'm telling you, we'll talk. You ain't seen nothing yet.